Well, it's an interesting number given that the earlier number from the White House, the figure they touted, was 640,000 jobs tied to stimulus spending, and that was based on reports from grant recipients. Some folks, and Republicans, of course, but others, too, some economists have said they weren't sure how they were getting at that number, and, of course, there's been blogs that, you know, show that the numbers have been double counted and that kind of thing. So when this number came out, it surprised some people because that was pretty high. It also said, interestingly, that the gross domestic product, or GDP, was increased by 1.2 to 3.2 percentage points as a result of the program. It would not have been that high without the program. So I think it's, you know, numbers are numbers, and you can cast these any way you want. Of course, the White House is using this to say, look, this is even better than we had projected. And critics, including Republicans, are saying, we'll see. You know, how depends how you count things.
You know, the interesting part about this is they used projections and algorithms, mathematical algorithms, to come to this conclusion that there are between 640,000 and 2 million. And so it seems to me that they can't really justify or actually demonstrate jobs created in this case.
Yeah, it's interesting. The CBO in March had projected that the stimulus would result in 600,000 to 1.5 million jobs, more jobs, you know, than would have resulted without the stimulus. And now they're coming back, and in his blog post, Mr. Elmendorf, Douglas Elmendorf, the CBO director, says the latest estimates are reflecting this finding that they've had $10 billion more than originally projected. Well, and what they're saying, well, the impact on federal spending has turned out to be slightly smaller. But, of course, the spending numbers are over 10 years. So who knows how they're counting that right now? I mean, that's what's really interesting when they score legislation like this, when they, you know, look at the effect on the federal deficit, they do it over 10 years. So it's a little bit hard to, you know, I'm not sure we're dealing with apples and oranges here.
Well, we are, especially in the 600,000 to 1.6 million number, because as you point out, Mr. Elmendorf says this is based on mathematical formulas and not on the counting by recipients. So is it just a coincidence that 600,000 seems to be the level or what?
Right,
I guess we can't really tell.
Yeah, and you wonder, you know, there's always in these CBO reports, there's supposed to be a body that is, apolitical, that is not tied to whomever is running Congress. But, you know, it's interesting that they do tend to, make the majority look better than the minority.
It's funny how that happens.
I mean, maybe it's a coincidence. I don't know. But interestingly, you know, on this topic, tomorrow is this big jobs summit at the White House.
Just before the November unemployment numbers come out on Friday.
Right, which are supposed to be, some economists are saying we may see them be 10.2, maybe the standing number, but it may even go to 10.3. And in any case, if it doesn't improve or it gets worse, that's not good for the White House. So they're having this summit, and it's packed with business leaders and economists, but they tend to be supportive of the White House's policies. They have not had, and there's no one from the Chamber of Commerce and NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, which have been particularly critical of the proposed healthcare overhaul, which is very interesting. And some are saying, okay, it's a summit of, you know, people who agree with the White House, and will be interesting to see how they try to deal with that, or whether they do try to bring other points of view into it. There's also not
sure.
a whole lot of unemployed people at that summit.
We're talking with Jody Schneider, economics and political editor. And let's talk about the political side for a moment, too. Recently, or just, I guess, Friday afternoon, the Justice Department said that agencies could go ahead and execute the contracts that they already had in place with Acorn, even though Congress said no more money for Acorn. Sounds like there might have been a little bit of politics in that decision or the timing of it.
Yeah, you would think so, that it's an interesting, you know, Acorn, this whole issue with Acorn has been obviously kind of a black eye for the White House, any connection to them. So the Justice Department coming out and saying this at this point, there was an opinion issued in late October, but it was released this Friday that the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel said that lawmakers were unclear on whether agencies should terminate these pre-existing contracts with Acorn. And in September, Congress had passed a spending bill that included this provision that banned the new federal contracts, new federal funds, I'm sorry, from going to Acorn. So it's an interesting issue that I think the White House and the administration is trying to get around.
Couldn't Congress just clarify what it meant? If they meant no money, then no money, and couldn't they go just back and clarify the language? Is that too difficult to do?
Well, they could. It's in the continuing resolution, the CR, that basically it states none of the funds made available by this joint resolution or any prior act may be provided to ACORN or any of its affiliates, subsidiaries, or allied organizations. That actually sounds kind of clear to me.
It does to me, too. So how can the Justice Department say that they see otherwise?
Yeah, well, and that's where you'll get some, certainly on the right, who are saying the Justice Department is, this is kind of a political move on their part, that, what they're saying is these that were signed before the ban can go into effect. And one would think, if you're looking at it thinking, well, that is a political kind of thing, what they're saying is, well, we're still allowing that relationship with ACORN there for at least for a time. So this is certain to I'm sure this will, raise some questions, and we'll see how this goes along. But I do think that wording from Congress was pretty clear.